Hiroshima.
Hey guys, it's time for another episode of No U-Turns to the Drive-In with your hosts Lucas Wilson and
David Halstead.
And today we bring to you the marvelous movie for the holiday season, Santa Claus Conquers the Martians.
Ooh.
Take it away, Dave.
Where to begin?
I have a page and a half of notes.
All right, you were the note taker, so you want to give him a quick synopsis there?
Well, I can give him a synopsis. Essentially, the Martians kidnap Santa Claus because there's nobody on Mars to give children presents. That's the gist.
Mm-hmm.
If you want a little more detail on that, basically, children are suicidally depressed because they don't have a Santa Claus, and Martians go to Earth, kidnap a pair of children and Santa, creating an intergalactic incident, and bring it in, shenanigans ensue.
Right.
So we open up with Santa Claus being
at his workshop, Santa things.
But this is over a newscast. So in this world, Santa Claus isn't just like said to exist and he does this thing. No, he is actually interviewed as if he's like a regular celebrity figure that is seen by one and all. Like everybody believes there's no believing he does exist.
Totally.
And then it zooms out and it looks like we're actually watching it on the TV screen of a pair of children on Mars. The children have like this shocked, depressed look on their face as they're zoned in on this program, and the parents are like, oh, those darn kids watching those Earth programs.
Yes, Martians watch Earth television.
They seem to have lacked the creativity to create television of their own.
Right.
Which seems
they're a totally not logic-based society, but they have like information, like they stuck wires in their head and sending information
since the day
they were born.
It's like
kind of Borg-like, but they have an old wizard that they go to for guidance. They like call him up.
All right,
like Shazam.
Hold on. Okay, just erase what we all just talked about for a second. The children are hooked up to the wires. And from the age of babies, they are
like having Wikipedia strapped to your head.
Yeah. Wikipedia is strapped to their heads, just streaming information in, and they aren't really told to think of anything new. It's just like, this is what is, here you go, blah blah blah. And
but
it's
instead
creating
of being like the Vulcans, a highly logical race, they're just kinda like, yep, know it, depressed.
Yeah, so like it's like for lack of a better word, I don't know what you would say for Martians, but like they lack humanity, like a sense of humanity, like any kind of self-worth or reason to exist. So like these children are not eating because they are depressed that there is no Santa Claus. And the guy thinks, oh man, if we get Santa, it'll solve all of our problems.
Right. Yeah, that's what you need. Just one thing.
Materialism will solve everything.
Oh, that's true, too. It's because they don't have toys or personal belongings, because that stuff's like been done away with on their planet.
Yeah, a la the old Martian guy.
Right.
He didn't cause it, but he. So yes, go back to the Martian guy.
Yeah, the wizard.
The wizard.
He literally looks like a wizard.
So like
Shazam, and he's got a big cane, and he sounds like he's about to cry.
Yeah, the I don't know, president of Mars and all the other leaders show up, summon the wizard. He's just...
Well, it's because they never had a childhood. You stuck wires in their brains.
The children of Mars need Santa Claus. Because they've been growing up with wires in their brain.
Yes, that's exactly what he sounds like.
It's like, and you see in his face and his voice, he is an incredibly sad, incredibly depressed old man who's
sad
probably
wizard.
Been around before modern Martian civilization. So he probably saw a time when Mars was this happening, creative environment, and then along came the computer.
Yeah, there seems to be an anti-technology basis running through this thing, a theme.
Yeah.
Like when they bring Santa Claus there to make toys for him, they build this machine to make the toys, and all he does is push the button and it shoots out a toy.
Yeah, instead of his unpaid labor.
Yep.
Santa's slaves. manufacturing. His elf slaves. Well, who knows? Maybe he does pay these Martians. Not Martians, these elves. Oh, by the way, one of the elves, the only elf mentioned by name is Winky.
Winky. Oh.
If you've listened to our Rocky Jones special, you know what we're talking
Death
about.
To Winky.
If you don't, well then pause this podcast, go back.
And look up Menace from Space.
Yeah, we have a love-hate relationship with that character.
He's the kind of character you love to hate.
Yeah.
But, you know, as far as man-child characters go, Winky has a competitor in this film.
Oh my gosh.
A character by the name of Droppo. He is a Martian.
He's a Martian. He seems to live...
And we believe he is mentally challenged.
Yeah, he seems to live with the Martian, the first Martian family, I guess.
Right, like a manservant.
Yeah, he's...
Idiot manservant.
He's very childlike, very... Yeah, he's just a man-child Martian.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the search party for Santa, the kidnap party goes out to get Santa, he sneaks aboard, and they're like, oh, Droppo, how dare you? And he seems to be like this forced-in device for comic relief.
Mm-hmm.
Just to like, you know, like, I bet kids at that time thought Droppo was the most hilarious thing in the world, but
Well, apparently that actor did a voice on the Muppets later. Not the Muppets, Sesame Street.
Oh.
Yeah.
Let me see
here. A character
here.
I've never heard of called Uncle Wally.
Bill McCutcheon.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Been some other stuff.
Yeah.
His most recent thing was he was on Sesame Street from 1984 to 1992 as Uncle Wally and Cousin Henry Hartsong.
Hmm.
The last movie he was on was Mr. Destiny.
Hmm.
It was in 1990.
Interesting. But here he's Droppo.
Droppo.
I'm assuming they named that because they dropped him as a child.
I wouldn't leave this
like,
guy
what
alone.
What should we name? Oh, he slipped.
He's always entrusted with the care of the children. And it's like, I wouldn't leave him alone with kids. I don't know. He seems a little too friendly.
Like, more than happy, and not in a good way.
So, the Martian food, Dave.
Yes.
Is, they
the
all...
The Martians, eat, which speak English, watch Earth television.
Earth TV. They just eat pills that are the flavor and nutritional value of just Earth food. They call them things like ham... It's like, oh, they got hamburger, and asparagus, and chocolate milk, and it's like, you know, like,
just
right...
pills.
Before they went to bed, they were like, here, children, take your milk before you go to bed, and they're just handing out pills. It's a pill-popping society, Dave.
Yes.
They're all addicts.
And I'm guessing the kids are doped up on Ritalin. From their behavior. There are problems
Meanwhile,
in the society far beyond the lack of a Santa Claus.
And that old man just cries, like, I remember when we used to eat Martian food.
Like, you blew it up! You blew it all up! God damn you!
Oh, the surface of Mars does look almost quite apocalyptic. It's a really bleak landscape.
It's like, why aren't they happy? They live in a cold, desolate wasteland.
What if there was a nuclear war and this is the civilization that rose from it?
And that would explain why they're all green. If not their food that turned them green, it's the radiation.
All right, let's see. What else I got in my notes here?
Although, we joked that as the film went along, the Martians all seemed to get whiter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they did.
Like, they stopped applying as much makeup.
Yeah, and they were just like, screw it.
But other than that, we believe it might have been just the influence of Santa Claus turning them whiter.
I find it funny. So, the Martians had a kind of, like, find anything computer monitor where it was just like, oh, they got confused about, they were looking at a city and, like, you know, you see all the Goodwill Santas with their bells and the buckets, and they're like, oh, I see Santa. No, there's Santa right there. So they decide to land, and they ask a couple children where Santa Claus is.
Mm-hmm. Just sneak up on them in the woods.
Martians they collect intelligence by asking children for advice. I think we could invade them and be pretty certain of success.
Complete takeover.
Yeah. And they,
I mean, their weapons are non-lethal to begin with.
Yeah. They kidnap these children too for no reason whatsoever.
I mean, as we saw, you know, from the ending of this film, if you come in and attack them with one of their Martian guns, you can take them out with a super soaker, you know?
Yeah, they just have guns that
distract them for a second.
They have guns that just freeze you in place for a few minutes. Like, I remember he walked in and then, like, the elves tried to, like, protect Santa. Like, oh, no, you don't. And then he froze them. And then Santa goes, oh, why? Why'd you have to go do something like that? And he's like, don't worry. They're frozen. They'll unfreeze in a few. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Why didn't you tell me? Like, Santa goes from being, like, grief-stricken to, oh, okay.
Yeah, and then Mrs. Claus comes out, and she's mouthing off, so they freeze her. And he's like, well, I've never known her to be so silent for so long.
Wow, Santa.
Wow. That is one of the most depressing depictions of Mrs. Claus ever.
So there seems to be some kind of... All right, so they kidnap Santa, take him with them.
Well, they kidnap the children, and the children say, you gotta go to the North Pole to get Santa Claus. And they're about to leave, and they're like, thanks, kids. Go. And I was like, wait, the children have seen us. They know we're here. You know, we can't just leave them there. And their kids are like, oh, crap, we're gonna get kidnapped. Damn it, not again. And then the Martian leader's like, you're right, we'll have to take them to the North Pole with us. And the kids were like, come again? sure.
To meet Santa?
We could have ran, but free trip to the North Pole, man. See Santa. We know is real because we see him on TV all the time. They interview him. So this kid's like, yeah, kidnap us.
So
these were children excited at the prospect of being kidnapped because it meant they could go see Santa.
Yeah,
that's pretty much all it was.
They do land. They land, and the children. Hold on. Oh boy.
Yes, the children first escape the spaceship with the help of Droppo, who just doesn't really help them. He just kind of lets them out.
Yeah, and they get on the planet, on the surface, and then...
Because he wanted to play with them, innocently.
It's deathly cold out there, and they're trying to hide from the Martians. And a polar bear shows up.
A polar bear or a man in a polar bear suit? Santa's furry escapades.
Man bear costume. It was so funny. You people need to like watch this movie so you can see these scenes. We'll put a link because it's on I watched it on YouTube. And
oh yeah,
it's just the oh my gosh, how do I put this?
It's so bad, it's good. That's the classification of this movie.
That bear costume. It was clearly the proportions of the bear's body was just a man wearing fur on him with the bear head
top. And like somebody wearing clothes that are too big for him, they're all folded and stuff.
Yeah, it's not even like, you know, made to look like it's a fat, meaty bear. It's just a guy in a costume. Really, really bad. And it looks scary. Because it just...
Disturbing.
Like, that's not a bear. It's,
this is a man in a bear man costume either. Pretending man to be bear a costume. Bear
yeah.
Attacking your children. But he's stopped by Torgo the robot.
No, Torg the robot.
Torg. We wish he was called Torgo because of Manos, the Hands of Fate. Torgo, I'm here, Santa. We're going to take you to Mars.
What happened to that
as
robot?
As soon as I stop shaking, I'm going to kidnap you.
What happened to that robot? Because he got inside and then he stopped. He like he came to attack Santa and then he just stops. And then Santa kind of circles around.
He refused to obey orders.
What?
Because he refused to obey orders from the Martians when he got there because he's technically a toy and therefore cannot hurt Santa.
The hell?
That's basically what I got.
That is the dumbest plot point.
Oh yeah, it's dumb.
How do we get rid of this robot? He obeys Santa because he's a toy? I don't know if I... That's like calling like a drone that like the military uses to like bomb people in Afghanistan a toy. Like, oh yeah.
But it won't bomb the North Pole!
It won't attack Santa Claus because it's a toy. What do you...
And speaking of weapons of war, when the Martians do kidnap these children and Santa Claus and take them to Mars, the world mobilizes. Like, we've got to get them.
Yeah, there's some...
It's like, we're going into war with the Martians to get back Santa. Fight for a clause!
It was like, all of a sudden, there was like a astronaut program going on and like... their ship was just finished and would require like 6 months of testing before they go up. And then we're like, oh, but Santa Claus is the except. We got to get Santa Claus. These astronauts know the risk. They're going, we got to get Santa back, guys. So we're going to, we're just going to launch this rocket up and get them. And then the rocket
is a failure.
The rocket launches and the Martians even mention that they're being followed. But then that's it. Nothing ever comes to these astronauts again. And because my theory is that they died because this rocket was untested. I think they ran out of fuel, it exploded or something, but these astronauts gone to save Santa are dead.
Houston, we can't save Santa and the children. Tom?
They all got...
Tom? Ground control to Major Tom. Crap. Looks like there's no present this year, kids. No Santa! The Martians took him.
So, then...
It's like the worst parent trailer park excuse for why there's no presents under the tree.
Santa got kidnapped by Martians, and then we sent some astronauts, then the astronauts died.
Yeah, and this was made during 1964.
So we've launched people into space, but we haven't gone to the moon yet.
No. And far from Mars. A long way off from Mars.
Long way off. So then a mutiny happens on the ship because this one mustachioed guy just doesn't like how...
Uh-oh, here comes the mustache man.
The chief guy does... I don't know. There seems to be almost no reason why this guy is in...
It's like you want to bring joy to our children. This will destroy our whole society.
He has no motive for doing the things he is other than he might be jealous that this guy is in charge and he wants the power. That's like the power grab is all I can see. And he tricks the kids and Santa to like, oh, hey, I'm going to show you the ship, guys. And the first thing he shows him is the airlock. Then he closes the door behind him, goes to the control room, and then presses the air release countdown. So like in like 60 seconds, it was implied that the children and Santa, with like 10 seconds left, climbed into an air vent that not even the children could fit in.
Right,
but
that's Santa's magical power. It's how he gets down chimneys.
You're right. I forgot about that. Yeah, he probably just use his chimney magic to get there. You're right. Yeah.
And this guy who's entire reason for being against, Santa is that it will upset the status quo of their society. He's like, Mars should be a warlike society, and if we allow children to have toys, they'll grow up with feelings, and they'll be all sensitive, and they'll be hippies. We can't have hippie Martians.
And then comes the fight.
They should be warriors, like Klingons!
And then comes the fight between the head guy and Mustache Man, and it was...
Oh, yeah.
A really crazy weird fight.
It was like implied that they were punching each other, but
punching
their punches
each other,
were like
way off, and they
like
just look like they're humping
the
each other.
Coming towards their face, like that. The camera's supposed to be from the fist perspective.
Yeah,
just coming at their face.
Yeah, strangling each other, and then at the end, the guy's just bashing the guy's head against the console until like the other Martian.
How dare you!
You killed Santa! How dare you! And then Santa walks in, and he's like, oh. And it's kind of weird. It's like Santa, even though this guy just tried to murder them, Santa's like, oh, it was a mistake. We got locked in there by accident. Oh. Santa, I'm sorry. I don't care how
Santa's
good of a person.
Really passive-aggressive.
He's really forgiveful.
I don't know if it's forgiveful, but I think it's like passive aggressive, like,
I'll get you later.
Yep.
I'll sneak down your chimney and give you a gift of cyanide.
I'll give you coal. And then I'll light it. And I'll burn your house down. Santa does have a maniacal laugh. Like when they bring him to meet the Martian children, he just like walks in the room and he goes, and they all start laughing along with him. He doesn't say anything.
Uh-huh.
He just literally walks in the room and starts laughing, and everyone's like, laugh along with Santa Claus. It's like, the parents are like, the children are laughing. They've never done that before.
Now, I wonder, if the children are that, like, void and empty, wouldn't that mean that the parents are too? Because they were once children growing up like that too, so everybody...
Well, if you consider, you know, the old wizard was from a past generation, and then each successing generation, they've become more and more, mechanicalized, you know?
Okay.
Maybe the parents were, like, in a halfway point of that,
uh-huh.
You know, where they were just starting to use that,
uh-huh.
But now it's like they totally just hook them up to computers, and it's, like, everybody, because that's the helmet they're wearing. Describe the helmet, Lucas.
So it's just like a... Well, the helmet is basically just feeding him information all the time. But it's like they just took like a motorcycle helmet, stuck a pair of like ski goggles on top, covered them up and spray painted them, and like took like a tube and some wires and slapped them together.
Lots of plumbing gear on their heads, basically.
Yeah. Die for the claws!
Yes. That's like their propaganda posters on Earth. And Earth is... mobilizing their space program to try to get to Mars and get Santa back. And that's like the propaganda poster. Fight for the claws.
Fight for the claws.
Fight for our claws.
I want to make those now. Almost.
Kill for Kringle.
And maybe someday if we get t-shirts going, Dave, I'll write, fight for the claws. Oh, man. Oh, okay. So the evil mustache guy gets banished to, like, a cave, and he ends up randomly with his own minions.
Three Stooges, basically.
Yeah, and then instantly it becomes, like, a parody of the Three Stooges, because they go in to try and ruin Santa's machine, and they're bumping into each other and smacking each other, and... It's
yeah, this guy who was such a serious warrior before, and it's like Santa will upset the status quo, and then he's now this like mustache twirling like villainous character, like, oh, I'll get you, Santa, and your little dog too. Just over the top. And then his minions are just complete caricatures, you know?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Droppo is trying to emulate Santa.
Oh, yeah. He is unhealthily obsessed with becoming Santa Claus. He steals Santa's extra set of clothes. He at first tries to, like, down a whole bunch of pills to get fat, but he's like, oh, that's going to take too long. So he sticks a pillow under his stomach and puts all the clothes on. He's like, oh, I'm Santa. Oh, and he runs. And it's like, oh, my finger isn't sore. I could go make more toys. So he runs down.
Oh, wait. You might want to explain that. The finger part.
Oh, well, I mean, Santa's just pushing buttons all day because the kid's like, somebody wants three baseball bats. So he pushes the button for three baseball bats. And then he's like, I'm going to retire for the night. My finger hurts. Got to rest my finger. Ho, 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 ho.
It's like, and Droppo's like, my finger isn't sore. I'll go down and make more toys. Meanwhile, Mustache Man, or we should call him Mustache Martian.
Mustache Martian.
Mustache Martian is planning to kidnap Santa. They go and they find Droppo. He looks dressed up as Santa, so they're totally confused.
It's Santa Claus, even though the guy is acting, talking, and looks exactly like Droppo. He even has a helmet on, which obviously Santa does not. These guys are, oh, mm-hmm. Santa, we can get him! And they bring him back to his lair, and they keep him there with the use of a nuclear curtain.
Yep.
They tell him if he leaves, he will die by going through the nuclear curtain. And it's just one of those...
We never see this device.
I don't know how science works, so I'm just going to come up with a word nobody knows.
It's kind of like the Iron Curtain. It's just a metaphor.
So, yeah, that's all my notes, Dave.
And he said something before. When you're back talking about the finger being sore. Shit.
Droppo his experience as a former proctologist.
Oh, you can only wonder. He's unhealthily obsessed. Here's what it is. He's unhealthily obsessed with becoming Santa Claus. Yeah, imagine if somebody stole your clothes and pretended to be you. That's like a horror movie, dude.
Oh, man. What if this movie was just Droppo, like, get rid of all the other crap. Droppo is just obsessed with becoming Santa, and he kidnaps Santa to become him.
He's like, okay, dips it, and then... I'll kill Santa and take his place.
No one will be the wiser.
There's literally horror movies that work on that premise.
Yeah.
Somebody's trying to take over your life.
But then as you can...
And it's about them being void of their own personality, trying to fill themselves up with other people's stuff.
Yeah.
So this society has a real problem.
And then, as you can expect, Droppo becomes Mars's Santa Claus when Santa
and
takes the kids and leave.
Claus back to Earth. Yes. And what he says is amazing. You know, they've agreed to let Santa and the children go back to their home planet because the Earth children are depressed at being separated from their families, which they didn't anticipate that. And Santa Claus is kind of like, this sucks. This isn't, you know, how I used to make toys. And, you know, it's not his way of doing things.
Yeah.
He's complaining about the machinery. But Droppo's happy to sit there and push buttons all day. I don't think he's technically qualified to do anything else. So I couldn't keep a straight face. So it's agreed Santa and the children will return to Earth. And obviously the plot with Mustache Martian is foiled. The children really stop him by throwing toys at him and
toys
distracting
and
him.
Toys and super soakers and distracting him. Even though he was holding a gun, they could freeze people instantly. It's like he could have just like freezed all these children and then like kicked their teeth in or something. It's like...
Attacking somebody with an M16 with a... attacking somebody who has an M16 with a super soaker and winning. That's what it was like. And the whole quality of this film, like the film quality looked like somebody's home video, but for some reason the attack scene with all the bubbles and the stuff being thrown around looked even worse. Like the quality dropped for that scene.
Yeah.
So, you know, Santa says his goodbyes. He's like, farewell, my friends. And then he raises his arms into the air and says, away! And walks out of the room.
It's how any sensible man should leave a room.
Yeah, it's like, goodbye, my friends, I must leave now. Away! That's what I'm going to do from now on. You know, people will remember me. You leave. So what do you rate this, Lucas?
I'm going to give it 50 enthusiastic droppos.
Whoa, 50 out of how many is that?
The claws.
So 50 out of claws. Okay, I'm not going to argue your math. It's probably better than droppos. Whew.
The cause for the claws, man.
I don't know. Like we said, this is bad quality. It's so bad, it's good. But it was so enjoyable to watch. And just in the Christmas spirit, I'm going to give this 5 man bear costumes out of 5.
Bravo, man. Bravo.
This is it. This is my 5 out of 5.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
I was just throwing out a completely arbitrary rating.
Yeah, this is one of those ones that, like, we can recommend. We can say anybody can sit down, watch this, and find it absurdly funny.
I still don't understand the title. He doesn't do any conquering. He's just...
Yeah, that bugged you a lot, didn't it?
I wanted to see Santa roll some heads.
Yeah. But no, he conquers them with love, Lucas.
Shut up, Dave. I'm going to punch you.
Love.
No, none of that.
Love.
None of that hippie crap.
Oh, you're with Mustache Martian now, are you? You're on his team. You're one of the Three Stooges.
Mustache Martian.
All right.
That's Scrooge.
So, David, what's the next movie?
Well, we have another request, and it's another Christmas movie, which may seem
These might be up a little late, because we watch these around Christmas, but because of our staggered schedule, they will be...
They'll probably be released, you know, early next year in January.
Yeah.
But, you know, my brother-in-law told me about this film. He found a collection of Christmas movies. You know, it's kind of like our collections, but all Christmas movies, if you can imagine. And it's called The Great Rupert. Rupert is a stop-motion squirrel.
Who's going to interact with...
It's a Christmas movie, and it stars Jimmy Durante. Apart from that, I guess we'll find out next week, won't we?
Yes. Yes.
He said it was really kooky, so...
We look forward to that.
Definitely.
All right, folks.
Sign us off, Lucas.
Okay. Well, if you enjoyed this episode, folks, If you enjoyed this episode, folks, might I encourage you to check out our website, find out more, some other shows at psychojellyfish.com. You can also find us on iTunes and on Stitcher. Just search Know Your Turns at the Drive-In, or you can find our other shows, such as Flapdoodle Farm and Know Your Turns at the Drive-In. What the
No, that's
frick?
Us, Lucas.
What the hell? I realized that.
You're wrong!
I did that one time when I said it was
wrong.
One episode I said we were on Last Court of the Arcade. And anyway, yeah, Last Court of the Arcades, that's the other show. You can also send us some emails if you want to send us some suggestions. We enjoy taking those. Just send the email at psychojellyfish.com. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/psychojellyfish and on Twitter. Please give us those thumbs up so we know how many people are watching us or listening to us.
Right. Well, you go and do that, people. Good night, gentle listeners.
Away!